Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
One of our very good friends in Sydney on the Hump Day crew is Queen Miss Leftida. She joins me on the line right now. Good evening, Queen Miss Leftida.
Good evening, Adam. Oh, my goodness, it's so weird saying evening to you. I'm so used to saying good morning to you, darling.
Yes, but hey, we're staying up till late beyond our bedtime. Well, probably not for you. This is probably when you kick off, isn't it?
Exactly, darling. This is a more reasonable hour than that crazy 7 o'clock you normally call me at.
Oh, I know. Now, tell me all about... Yes. We're going to talk about Christmas, and there's this whole thing about the 12 days of Christmas, isn't there?
Exactly, darling, because as Vu knows, and your listeners know, moi, I do an online TV show, and this year for our Christmas show, I was going to actually do the 12 days of Christmas, until I found out how much it freaking cost.
What do you mean it costs? Can you explain this to me?
It costs so much to do, darling. Well, what I was going to do in our Christmas video was actually get all the items in the 12 days of Christmas, like, you know, a pear tree, you know, a partridge, two French hens, and to buy all that stuff. Do you know how much it actually costs to do the 12 days of Christmas? I thought Christmas was about charity and giving and sharing and fun, and no, it's a commercial holiday where it costs a small fortune. I would have had to get out a bank loan, darling. It's ridiculous.
My dear, wow. So what are some of the most expensive things in the 12 days of Christmas?
Well, darling, you know the song, you know, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, you know, a partridge in a pear tree. Do you know how much it costs for a partridge in a pear tree?
No, you need a pretty big pear tree to fit the partridge in too. You couldn't just buy a small one, could you?
No, not at all. $144.99 it's going to cost you, darlings. $15 for the partridge and $129.99 for the pear tree.
And that's only day one.
That's only day one. We're already up to $134. Now, the second day, of course, is the two turtle doves. How much do you reckon you're going to pay for two turtle doves, darling?
I'm thinking about 100.
No, only $40.
Oh, bargain. Day two is cheap.
Bargain. Yeah, you get special shopping for those ones, darling. Okay. And what about three French hens?
I know hens are pretty cheap, but from France, do you have to import them?
Oh, no, you can just put a French accent on them, darling.
Oh, okay.
They're $15 each, so $45, darling.
Okay, we're doing all right on day two and three.
Not too bad. Two and three aren't too expensive. They're within budget, but it's when we get to the four calling birds. Birds that call.
Yeah.
$119.99 each. That's about $480, darling. We're looking there for four calling hens.
But when you put it like that, I know a few guys that don't call, so maybe I wouldn't mind a few chicks that call. No, okay, no, birds that call, no.
Leave that for the lesbians, darling. Leave that for the lesbians. They can fork it out. No wonder why they're always broke.
Yes.
Now, darling, five gold rings.
That's not going to be cheap.
Well, actually, you know, I went to one of those cheap shops to look at prices. You know, those, I shouldn't mention names because I could get sued. But there's cheap places you can go. They're about $65 each for it. Just cheap. But they're just props, darling.
Okay.
Props. It's for a video. $65 each. But that's still $325, darling, for five of them.
That is.
Oh,
my God.
Outrageous.
That must have been really interesting for you, Queen, as well, going to, you know, a cheap shop and seeing how the other half live.
I know, I had to go incognito, you know, the big glasses, the hat, you know, the full-on big bomber jacket, so no one would recognise a glamorous international celebrity like moi, darling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're up to, you know, the six geese are laying. $50 a pop, darling, for a goose. for six geese, $300, darling.
My dear. Queen Miss Lucilla, that's definitely adding up. Now, I do want to know how much the last 6 days of Christmas are going to cost us, but I am dying to play this song. So can we come back in a few moments and find out about the rest?
Oh, darling, you're putting the listeners in for a bit of a cliffhanger.
Oh, I am, because I'm dying to know. But hey, I'm dying to hear this song as well. This is RuPaul, and I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
Hey, this is Hal Sparks. You might know me as Michael Novotny from Queer as Folk, and you're listening to Adam Barillet on Joy 94.9. Barillet Legal.
Adam Barillet keeping you company on the frequency tonight. Been talking to Queen Miss Lifted, our favourite drag queen puppet from Sydney. Now, Queen Miss Lifted, you're telling us that it's rather expensive this to get through the whole 12 days of Christmas. We're only to day six and we've already rung up a small fortune, haven't we?
Oh, we haven't, darling. It gets worse as we get on.
So day seven.
Day seven, of course, is the seven swans are swimming. Swans, not the cheapest thing, darling. They're about $600 a pop.
My God.
This is about $4,200.
Now, do you also have to outlay the money for the water? Do you need to buy a pond or something to fit them all in? That would be even more pricey.
Oh, no, just throw them in a crate and pull them out when you need them.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, hope the RSPCA isn't listening, darling.
No.
I swear I didn't do it if they are.
Of course not. You are in Queensland too, aren't you?
Yes, I think so. Or Western Australia, or anywhere but Sydney.
Yes.
Now, darling, of course, 8 mils are making, if I can get that out right, maids are milking. The 8 of them, they're really cheap because you only hire them by the hour. So it's $5.15 for an hour. Oh. Cheap labour out in the country. I think they're from Melbourne. So that's only $41.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, it gets expensive, though, when you get the 9 ladies that are dancing, though. Mm. They expect about $528 each.
Wow.
Each, but I know.
Are these real ladies, or are these the ladies we see out on a Saturday night?
Possibly a little from column A, a little from column B. I don't think drag queens charge that much. And they can't dance.
Good call.
Well, they like
good
to think they can.
Well, of course they can. Hello to all the drag queens listening. Day 10.
Hello, darling. Kisses. Merry Christmas. You're all drag queens and terrible. Now, and of course, 10 lords are leaping.
Yes.
They're not as expensive as, the 9 ladies are dancing. They're not quite as up themselves.
Ah. Oh.
$416 each, though.
Okay. Now, these lords. Are they gay lords?
Oh, darling, they can be whatever you want them to be. If you're paying $416 a pop, you hope you get whatever you wanted.
True.
We know what you're into, Adam.
Don't believe everything you read on the toilet walls. Now, day 11.
Day 11, the 11 pipers piping $186 a pop. Oh, they're not real instruments pipes, so you don't have to pay too much for those guys. And of course, the real instrumental people, the 12 drummers who are drumming. My God, what a freaking nightmare to get those guys all in time. And what a noise as well. They're $193 each. That's about $2,224 a pop.
So, Queen Miss Lifter, the 12 Days of Christmas is definitely not a cheap exercise indeed. What's the grand total for all this?
$24,000, darling. Over $24,000. 24065.03, to be exact.
And really, at the end of the day, all you've got is a whole bunch of birds, some women doing some milking, some entertainment, and some gold rings that you got at the cheap shop.
Exactly, darling. What a freaking waste of money.
I'm with you there, Queen Miss Lifthead. Thank you so much for explaining that there are better things to get on a Christmas day. And thank you for bringing joy to the world.
That's right, darling. Tiffany's moi. Buy me a gift. Better use of your money, darling.
Merry Christmas, Queen Miss Lifthead.
Merry Christmas, darling. To you and all of those listeners.
That was Queen Miss Lifted, the drag queen puppet from Sydney, who brings joy to the world wherever she goes. And here's Jewel of Joy to the World. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
The This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.